Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
There are many people who feel, you know, if you really want to have an extra little bit of protection, maybe I should put two masks on. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's no data that indicates that that is going to make a difference.
So if you have a physical covering with one layer, you put another layer on, it just makes common sense.
But you just said...
I changed my mind.
It leaves me speechless, frankly.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Does it make sense to be killing jobs at a time when 18 million Americans are unemployed?
I hate to disappoint conservative Twitter, but I am going to circle back.
The forecast is predicting
massive winter storm is headed towards New York. It's going to bring a lot of snow. Winds are going to be really strong.
I'll be shoveling 10 feet of global warming.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. So I went back to the story about Hunter Biden and the his art career in the New York Post. The paintings feature pastel bursts of flowers and other shapes made with layers of alcohol ink. What's the proof of the alcohol ink? Is it on the bottle? Is it bonded alcohol ink? Can you get a nip bottle of the alcohol ink that he blows? Again, Hunter Biden should not be blowing anything with a metallic straw. Now, if you're Hunter Biden, you can get into problems in two ways with a straw. He should be, what does his sponsor at AA or NA think of his using alcohol ink with a straw? He blows the alcohol ink with a straw onto Japanese Yuppo paper. Yuppo paper. A smooth synthetic material made from recycled paper. Is it anything like cigarette paper that he could roll up and get high? It's still a third way? Oh, boy. Okay. But that's the latest on Hunter Biden. Artiste. And I'm sure it's totally on the level, too. He's going to get some really big commissions for his amazing artwork. Time now for the Chump Line.
Oh, I love this wet, sticky New England snow. Covering up all those Biden-Harris signs, those BLM signs, those hate has no home signs. Love it.
Yeah. You know, we never thought Darfur, not on my watch, would someday be recalled as a fond memory. But then we saw the one she just mentioned, and yeah, I miss Darfur, not on my watch.
If you've ever been to the zoo, you know that rhinos are very capable of leaving a big dump.
I didn't know that, as a matter of fact. But Charlie Baker was talking about his plans for the day.
The forecast is predicting a pretty big dump.
Too much information, Charlie.
I'm glad to see you're coming around to bathroom humor.
Well, that's just too good. Too good. Not all the time, but this time it's good. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week announcing the relaunching of our wicked awesome website. It's faster, it's leaner, it's even younger looking. Kind of like the Howie Carr of websites. In fact, there's even a rarely seen inspirational video of Howie getting the ice bucket challenge. Oh, I remember that way back when. I didn't mind doing that. What the hell? Jackie Cashman poured it over my head.
Yeah, this is Charlie Parker. I'm at the bunker on the Mass Pike. Stay off the road if you can. And come to think of it, you probably don't have a car anymore because I destroy your livelihoods. Remember, climate change doesn't take a day off.
And after I get through with my press conference at FEMA headquarters, which is also where the state police are, we're going to pass the hat to get bail money for Sergeant Erickson up in New Hampshire. Oh, that's right. He's being held without bond.
Tough news about Tony Bennett. At least it won't affect his 2024 presidential bid.
Did you hear there's a silver alert in Washington? A 78-year-old man is wandering around the streets and he thinks he's president of the United States.
A landmine is a terrible thing to waste.
Yeah, we got to play that one now, too, Taylor, to refresh people's memory. Kamala Harris was on TV in Arizona, local TV in Arizona and West Virginia, trying to put the screws to Manchin and Sinema, the two recalcitrant Democrat senators. And this is what she said when she was in the Mountaineer state.
For example, all of those skilled workers who are in the coal industry and transferring those skills to what we need to do in terms of dealing with reclaiming abandoned landmines.
Does she think landmines are powered by coal?
I don't know. Again, Taylor, I thought the whole point of a landmine was to abandon it. It, you know, it doesn't do much good if you plant a landmine and then you decide to stick around and step on it, right? I mean, there are easier ways to commit suicide.
I hold in my hand the last envelope. Patrick Swift Dukakis. Name three people who are no longer the worst living governor. Hey-o!
I could see where that one was going, and so could you, but it was still good. I like that. Charlie Parker. I said it in my column today, on my online-only column. You can read it at HowieCarshow.com. I think he is going to send out the avocado police to make sure that people aren't buying unlawful amounts of avocados to make guacamole, because we can't have any Super Bowl parties, just like we couldn't have any big Super Bowl gatherings. We couldn't have any New Year's Eve parties. We certainly can't have any any Super Bowl fests.
What would Inspector Carr deem an unlawful amount of avocados?
Two.
Two?
Two, yes.
I bought six yesterday.
Well, you're under surveillance.
Sergeant
Erickson, if he gets out of jail, he's going to be parked outside your house.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Lock the doors.
Yeah, lock the doors. He may have, we don't know if we got all of his guns.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask.
You wouldn't believe the number I heard today when I first heard this story. But, and again, the fact that the state police won't tell us how many guns they confiscated.
Above or below 10?
Above.
Oh, wow.
Way above.
There once was a president called Plugs, who they kept afloat thanks to drugs. The fact he was weak and unable to speak meant little to the left-wing thugs.
No, it didn't mean anything to the left-wing thugs. Someone wants to know where Biff Buffington was. You gotta listen to the entire show. The entire team was on later today. Maybe we'll be on it. Maybe Biff, we can get Biff back. He's roaming through the parking lot at the Market Basket. I think he was last seen going into Market Spirits, looking for some alcohol ink.
I'll have the Atlantic bagel, please, with a schmear.
Go ahead.
Howie, I think the media forgot not only was Ms. Harris's nominations historically significant, but we also got our first Chinese-American president.
By the way, this just in, Hunter Biden has been nominated for the Nobel Prize for Art.
Hey, Howie, will Punxsutawney Phil wear a mask?
That's an excellent question. I don't know. Punxsutawney, though, is in, if he was in New Jersey, he would definitely be wearing a mask. But Punxsutawney is in Pennsylvania. Governor Wolf may waive the requirement. 774 says, we're just going to call our Super Bowl party a BLM riot. Yeah, burn down the garage or the house next door and, you know, fire a few shots at any cops answering the call. And it'll be called a peaceful protest and you'll be okay. Charlie will applaud you. Yeah, he will. Absolutely. No doubt about it.
Lovey, that Tesla was terrible. The salesman claimed I had to plug it in. Harry's don't plug things in. And was it ever cramped? Not only did it have less spacious sleeping quarters than my LeBaron, but I could barely fit my chin over the steering wheel.
No one has answered the question that we all had on Friday, which is, where did he recharge? Because we don't think it could go the 430. It's assuming he told the truth about driving it down. He probably had to recharge it somewhere between Boston and D.C. Where did he do it? Which rest area on the New Jersey Turnpike? Was it the Molly Pitcher rest area? The Walt Whitman rest area? The Vince Lombardi rest area?
Is it really a dusting out in D.C., or did Hunter Biden just sneeze on the White House lawn?
There are going to be a lot of jokes for the next 4 years, or the next 6 months anyway, till somebody's new in the White House. 339, were there any Sig Sauer pistols confiscated? I'd like to purchase one.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right. 978 says, did you see Saturday Night Live completely avoided Biden and Harris? Can you imagine if Trump had a son like Hunter Biden and he was dabbling in alcohol inks? Do you think that would he would be made sport of on Saturday Night Live? Just a possibility. All right. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave, or any hour between 1 and 4, I should say, weekdays. The Chump Line is, the number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you want to hear more Chump Line messages, you can't get enough of the Chump Line, go to Chopped Chumps. We post them every evening around 7 o'clock Eastern, and those are the Chump Line messages that didn't make the Chump Line you just heard. Chopped Chumps, sometimes they're better than the messages we put on the Chump Line. They're just a little more risque or a little, well, whatever. So Chopped Chumps or the Chump Line. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week announcing the relaunching of our wicked awesome website. It's faster, it's leaner, it's even younger looking, kind of like the Howie Carr Show of websites. In fact, there's even a rarely seen inspirational video of Howie getting the ice bucket challenge.
A landmine is a terrible thing to waste.
I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking at a screen now more than ever. And whether you're an avid news watcher or in serious need of a distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. One of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content I'm itching for by putting in my Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. You know, it's hard to go out for a walk in New England, but I can do it down here in Florida. I can go out for a walk or a bike ride, or you can get on an exercise bike, a Peloton, whatever you want to call it. Just anything to get off the screen and just maybe even just read. But it's better, it's easier to read and more enjoyable if you have something good to listen to. Maybe if you're reading, you don't want to listen to a podcast, but you can listen to some of your favorite tunes. That's where the Raycons come in. You may have a stereo system or a radio, but it might bother somebody else in the house. Not everybody has the same tastes in music. So that's where the Raycon comes in. You can listen to your music. The people in your house, your spouse or your kids or anybody else, can listen to their own music, and it won't be a problem. That's why you need Raycons. Raycons are great. They're wireless earbuds, and they enable you to listen to anything you want, a podcast, your favorite music, binging on anything.
I'm not allowed to listen to Randy Newman in my household unless the wife is not home. She can't stand him. So
really?
Yeah. Randy Newman and Alan Sherman are verboten.
Alan Sherman, I get. Randy Newman, Good Old Boys, one of my all-time favorite albums. Mr. President, Have Pity on the Working Man, my new favorite song from Good Old Boys. Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime. Check out Good Old Boys when you get your Raycons. With water and sweat-resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly, and with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Raycons come in a range of stylish colorways with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. The best part? Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. If you're stuck in the house with other people and they don't like your music, Raycons is the way to go. It's the way to go any under any circumstance. That's 15% off buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
This Valentine's, get the gift that's going to wow at 1-800-Flowers. Right now, you can get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or double the roses for $20 more. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you individually invest in the stock market?
No, I don't.
65% say they don't.
All right. Officer Mark says, Howie, the highest number of guns I ever confiscated while serving a single restraining order was 34. Also found were two machetes, a crossbow, and numerous long knives. The guy topped out at 5'4", clearly a victim of Napoleon syndrome, meaning short guy. I don't know. I heard a number today. It's hard to believe. We'll see as time goes on with this guy. You know, I made a joke in my column, which is posted on the internet today. I said they're going to call out the avocado police to prevent people from abusing guacamole at the Super Bowl, because Charlie Parker sent out the turkey police because he is a turkey. He's a butterball and oven stuffer. And I thought I was making a joke about the avocado police, but the CDC has just issued a warning today. They have warned against cheering at Super Bowl parties. I guess this is like loud singing at the church. Football fanatics must not engage in, quote, shouting, cheering loudly, or singing. That's the directive from the Centers for Disease Control. Clap, stomp your feet, or bring or provide handheld noisemakers instead. A handheld noisemaker? You're blowing through that. How is that different than cheering? The agency said in its updated small gatherings guidelines. Forget about enjoying the usual game day buffet. Here it is. This is where the avocado police come in. The CDC is advising partygoers to bring your own food, drinks, plates, cups, utensils, and condiment packets. BYOM, bring your own mayonnaise.
Oh. What are you putting mayonnaise on at a Super Bowl party?
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, whatever. Bring your own Grey Poupon. Bring your own ketchup. I'm Howie Carr.
Congratulations.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. So we have some more information about this state cop who's under arrest. The latest scandal in the state police. It seems like there's one every 48 hours. This is only in the Herald website, and we tweeted out earlier. A state police sergeant faces up to 7 years in prison if found guilty of assaulting his girlfriend in her New Hampshire home over the weekend after she told a married trooper she wanted to end their one-year affair, according to court records today. Sergeant Brian Erickson was taken to Exeter, New Hampshire, by his own department Sunday. I wonder if they handcuffed him when he was in the back of the cruiser. I bet they did. It's protocol, right? Whoever it is. And is being held without bail, pending an arraignment Tuesday, without bail. That's a dangerousness thing, isn't it? Or that's what they would say. He faces seven charges, including a felony count of domestic violence by means of strangulation, according to a court affidavit. Erickson, assigned to Troop A Northeast that covers Andover to Revere, earned $186,400 last year, according to the state comptroller. He is now relieved of his duties. The affidavit in Rockingham County Superior Court states the alleged assault took place Sunday at 2:50 a.m. after the state cop was told by his girlfriend they could meet to, quote, talk and end their relationship. His duty weapon and personally owned weapons were also taken from him. And they would not tell us how many weapons there actually were that were taken from him. Besides the strangulation charge, Erickson is also accused of obstructing a report of a crime, criminal trespass, failure to obey a police officer's order to stop, and two counts of domestic simple assault. Exeter police responded to the private residence in the town early Sunday, according to the affidavit, after a 911 hang-up. When police attempted to immediately call the number back, records state the phone was busy. You'd think the state cop would have known that, you know, when they get a busy signal or when they get a hang up, they come to the residence. Erickson's arrest come as Massachusetts State Police face the remnants of a sweeping overtime scandal. I don't know if it's remnants. They just made two more arrests about a month ago, right? Including the guy who was allegedly scamming to get his son's scholarship at Belmont Hill School, which is the alma mater of Dr. Rachel Levine, whose name at the time he went to Belmont Hill was Richard Levine. Alleged cheating on a promotional exam is also in the news with other troopers who continue to put their lives on the line during the pandemic. 844-500-4242. Before we go back to the phone lines, I wanted to mention something. Taylor was saying that he needs Raycons. He's going to be getting some Raycons. I'll just let you know that. He's not listening right now. But he needs Raycons because his wife won't let him listen to
Did
Randy
you mention
Newman.
Me, Howie?
No, I didn't mention you. Randy Newman is mentioned in a new book that I just was reading about. I was reading a review of it. It's about Warner Records back in the 70s, their golden age. They were all just crazy and doing all kinds of stuff, making tons of money. And they signed Randy Newman, who was a big songwriter, had written Mama Told Me Not to Come for Three Dog Night. And so they decided they were just so into themselves, the people who ran Warner Records, that they put out a big ad for Randy Newman when they signed him. And you know what the ad said? Once you get used to it, his voice isn't so bad. And he's still angry about that, apparently, because he was interviewed for the book. And he said they only did that to because they wanted to be smart guys, smart asses. He said, you know, after they ran that ad, my album sold about four copies nationwide.
He was on the Reprise label, right, which was owned by Warner.
Yeah, right, exactly. But again, I mean, he's still nursing a grudge after all these years. I can't say as I blame him, you know?
I mean, can you,
why
That's debatable, though. I mean, there are several people that have made a career out of, and they have no business singing. Jimmy Durante was one of them. He had no business singing a song.
Yeah, but those were kind of like novelty songs, weren't they, Jimmy?
Not really. He did a lot of songs from the Great American Songbook. But Randy Newman, I would put in that category of people that really have no business singing, but still somehow sound good.
I don't know about Jimmy Durante. I never minded Randy Newman, though, as a singer, because his stuff is so good. I mean, especially Good Old Boys. I mean, after that, it's kind of hit or miss. But, I mean, how many people have a classic album like that? And most people don't even know what the hell I'm talking about, because it didn't sell very many copies. But it was, take my word for it, it was pretty good. And we're going to start using some of the some cuts from, especially Mr. President, Have Pity on the Workers. Mr. President, have pity on the working man. It's getting hard to make a living. We've been taken all you've been given. Mr. President, have pity on the working man. Let me just read you one story before we go back to the phones. Again, this is from the New York Post. They had a great issue yesterday. This is from Selena Zito's column about some of the working men getting screwed in a place called Midland, South Dakota. You know what's in Midland, South Dakota, or was until January 20th? The Keystone XL pipeline. On the morning of January 20th, Inauguration Day, every room of the two-story Stropped Hotel in Midland, San Diego, South Dakota, was filled with men and women who work on the Keystone XL pipeline. Most of these union laborers, welders, and pipe fitters started their day over a cup of coffee in the hotel's common room before heading out to their jobs. By 4 p.m., the entire place was cleared out, leaving the historic hotel silent for the first time since owners Laurie and Wally Cox. Wally Cox? Wow. Took it over 6 months ago. Our whole world turned upside down with the stroke of a pen, Laurie said. And you know what she was talking about. He ended this Keystone Pipeline, put all these thousands of laborers, union tradesmen, out of work. TC Energy, the company that was developing the project, predicts that more than 10,000 jobs will be lost in 2021 due to the order. Now Laurie, she's one of the owners with her husband, sits alone in the vacant hotel while her husband finds work as a millwright hours away. She starts to cry as she recalls how they bought the building in late September and quickly turned it into an affordable and social place for pipeline workers to gather. We structured our prices to suit the per diems of each trade. We created a common room because there's a real sense of community within these workers, and we thrive since the day we opened our doors. Since January 20th, however, the entire town of Midland has become an instant ghost town. The new president also issued an executive order halting oil and gas leasing and drilling permits on federal lands and waters. That order hit hardest in New Mexico, where the oil and gas-rich Permian Basin lies largely on federal land. That's a predominantly Democrat state. It went for Biden in November. And now, in New Mexico alone, potentially 62,000 jobs and $1 billion in revenue will be lost in the first year after Biden signed his mandate, according to a recent impact study by the American Petroleum Institute. And again, the congressman from New Mexico and adjoining districts in Texas are begging, Democrat congressmen, are begging Biden to have pity on the working man, as Randy Newman says. Maybe you're cheap, maybe you're lying, maybe you have lost your mind. That's it, Randy. Maybe you have lost your mind. New Mexico's oil, gas, and mining industries fund 40% of the state's tax revenue. Two years ago, 2019, that totaled $3 billion, with $1.36 billion of that flowing to public schools. So it's going to screw not only this tradesman, which Democrats obviously don't care about, but also one of their pet unions, the teachers' unions. As a result of the order, education and community services will suffer while taxes inevitably will increase in a state that consistently ranks as one of the poorest in the country. And a Carlsbad native who works there named John Waters, he's the executive director of the Carlsbad Director of Development. Many of the people who work in these industries are Hispanic. I thought they loved Hispanics, the Democrats. Maybe this is why Trump got a higher percentage of Hispanic votes than any president since Nixon. This hurts across the board. It's literally kicking a state that's already down while we're down. What do they care? You think John Kerry cares as he's tooling around Falmouth in his Tesla with the dealer plates on it? Let them eat solar panels, lovey. 844-500-4242. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Howie, this is scary times, man. We got Schumer, who's calling an insurrection an erection. We got that moron, Heels Up Harris, calling mines landmines.
I know, Rocky. 844-500. And again, the misstatements are spreading. Let's have the CNN host is channeling Schumer, talking about what President Trump is going to be tried for in the Senate. Cut 24.
You are going to sit and listen to the Senate impeachment trial of the former president of the United States who has been impeached for inciting the erection.
Inciting the erection. Okay, you could see one person making that mistake, although it's kind of a weird mistake to make, and you don't think of Schumer as being as far gone as
Donald
Pelosi.
John Trump incited the erection.
Is this contagious? Can the CDC issue a warning to people talking about insurrections on Capitol Hill? Quint, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Quint.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember the song by Randy Newman in the 70s, Nobody Likes Short People.
Yeah, Short People. Yeah, I just got a text from 508. I'm 5'7". I hate Randy Newman. Yeah. I know that, that wasn't one of my favorite songs. But the whole album of Good Old Boys is just a great song. It's very politically incorrect. You're going to be offended by some of the lyrics, or some people would be offended by some of the lyrics now, but it was pretty damn good.
That was the intent. It was satire.
I understand that, Taylor, but there's no such thing as satire now if you offend the wrong people. You would be canceled. If he wrote Good Old Boys today, he would be canceled, would he not?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, he's out of the mainstream anyway, so he's been canceled for a while.
Yeah, but didn't he write some anti-Trump song at one point? I think he did.
He did, but it was never released officially because it was about Stormy Daniels' description of a certain body part.
I guess he is an acquired taste. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He also wrote about the Cuyahoga River in Cleveland, which caught fire in the 1970s. People may find it hard to believe now who weren't around, but that's how polluted the river was. It actually caught fire. And I think the refrain was, burn on, big river, burn on. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hi, Howie. Hey,
hi.
Talking about terrible vocalists, Louis Armstrong, Bob Dylan.
Yeah, but I mean, those guys, you got used to them, and it actually became kind of endearing, didn't it?
Well, you could call him Scott. You can get this guy too. I mean, they were talking Ethel Merman. My God.
I never cared much for Ethel Merman, but I thought people liked her belting out those songs in that weird style, didn't they? Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, but Louis Armstrong and we got skies. Oh man, give me a break.
I don't know. That never bothered me that much. I just thought it was – that was Louis.
Yeah, he is the voice of Dixieland. No, you can't come close
right.
to Louis.
And Bob Dylan, I mean, it was more the lyrics.
I'm with him. Bob Dylan sucks.
Oh, come on. He won. I've said this before, but that's the only Nobel
I don't care
Prize
if that
for
statement,
literature I have ever agreed with.
I don't care if that statement does bilk me out of a pair of Raycons. I'll stand by it.
When you're lost in the rain in Juarez, and it's Easter time, too, you'll be missing those Raycons, Taylor, if you don't get them. 844-500-4242. Great news. The Gen 40 heater is back and just in time for the really cold temps. Oil prices are going to go up. The Keystone XL pipeline has been stopped. We were just talking about it. 35 million gallons of oil a day are going to be going to China. Now there's a new moratorium on fracking on federal land. That means natural gas. How is John Kerry going to fire his Tesla? Coal-fired plants gone, natural gas plants gone. It was 10 degrees in parts of New England this past weekend. It's snowing. Some parts of Massachusetts are going to get a foot and a half tonight. You need to start planning, and that means you need the Gen 40 heater. Robert from the Cape says the Gen 40 heater performs like no other heater I've ever used. It is remarkable. Taylor chimes in here. Taylor?
Yeah, it is. I look for cost savings wherever I can get it, and I'm certainly not getting it at the gas pump right now, but where I do know I'm getting it is on my home heating bills, because we use the Gen 40 heater at home in the baby's room exclusively. He loves it, keeps him nice and snug at night, and we know that it's keeping the heating costs down a little bit, because that section of the house is closed off, and it's maintained by the Gen 40 heater.
Kamala Harris recommends it for keeping yourself warm after
digging
up landmines.
Oh, okay, landmines. I thought you were going someplace else.
The Eden Pure Gen 40 makes you feel warmer than your furnace, and it also costs less to run. You may be working from home more now, and you will need to pay close attention to the heating bills. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word HOWIEDEAL to get $50 off the sales price. That's EdenPure.com and use code word HOWIEDEAL for an extra $50 off. Don't you wish you had it now tonight when it's snowing and cold? These heaters are in high demand, so go right now to EdenPure.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by J.T. Kelly, real estate broker at Keller Williams, who helped my daughter find a house. The 2021 housing market is already on fire. Contact him at
1-800-364-9200.
Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
Too late to run, too late to cry now. Time has come for us to say goodbye now. Mr. President, have pity on the working man.
Mr. President, have pity on the working man. Why do you always have to make that plea when there's a Democrat president? Now more than ever. This guy is shaping up the first 10 days. He's even worse than Obama. 844-500-4242. Here's a text from 617. My husband loves Bob Dylan. We went to see him in Lowell in 2019, and he sucked, all caps. Did not play one old song. Do you think he even remembers the lyrics to the really old songs? I'm not surprised he didn't play any old songs, but I could see you'd be angry. I'd be angry if I went and they didn't play any old songs. Scotia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scotia.
Hey, Howie, I've got two things I got to say, actually. First, Taylor, oh my God, Bob Dylan does not suck. I'm sorry. You got to, you know, his songwriting, I'm with you, Howie. And the second thing I wanted to say is, Randy Newman is great. There's a lot of people that can't sing. Look at Neil Young. There's another one right there. So,
yeah, I would say Neil Young is a worse singer than Randy Newman. I agree, now that you mention it.
Yeah,
old man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you. That wasn't a great song anyway, but it's even worse when he sings it. That's a good point, Scotia. It's all right. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. I'm Howie Carr.